Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
We like to believe that we're good judges of people, and in a world that rewards quick decisions and snap judgments, it feels efficient, almost necessary, to size someone up in an instant. But the truth is, we often get those first impressions wrong. What we think we see on the surface rarely tells the whole story underneath. I was reminded of this recently at my gym. There's a guy I'd see there almost every time I'd go. At first, I didn't like him. I couldn't explain why. Maybe it was his intensity or the way he carried himself, or perhaps just the way my mind filled in gaps with assumptions. I'd nod politely, keep my distance and move on. But over time, through small interactions, a quick comment about the workout, a shared laugh about the music playlist, a spot on a tough set, I started to see who he actually was and not who I assumed he was. As I got to know him, he turned out to be genuine, humble, and surprisingly very thoughtful. Somehow, I now look forward to seeing and talking with him. This shift made me pause and think about how easily we confuse personality, you know, the surface level expression, with character, the substance underneath. Personality is what we notice right away, isn't it? It's the handshake, the facial expression, the tone, the style, the way someone enters a room. It's the outer shell, often shaped by mood or environment or habit. Now, character, on the other hand, reveals itself over time through consistency, integrity and behavior. Personality is what catches the eye. Character is really what earns trust. This distinction matters even more in professional settings where early impressions can influence collaboration, trust and opportunity. We meet a new colleague, a vendor or customer and instantly, sometimes unconsciously, draw conclusions like they seem difficult or they're a bit quiet or they're too confident or they're not confident enough. But people are rarely that simple. It could take weeks or even months to truly understand how someone works, what motivates them, what stresses them, and what strengths they bring to the table. The coworker who seemed aloof turns out to be thoughtful and thorough. The vendor who appeared overly assertive becomes your most reliable partner. The customer who seemed impatient in the first meeting reveals themselves to be deeply loyal once trust is built. Surface impressions start the story, but they don't finish it. You know, I'm reminded that my father once told me something when I was younger that I didn't feel it fully understand at the time, but I appreciate more as every year passes. He said, quote, "Business is no more complicated than people working with other people called colleagues and other people called vendors to serve other people called customers. And money, Paul, is just the fruit that falls from the tree when you do it well." At the heart of that message to me is the idea that business is fundamentally human. And humans are complex. If we're too quick to categorize or judge people based on the first brushstroke, we risk missing their full portrait. The lesson from the guy at my gym and from many similar moments in my life is that slowing down our judgments creates space for more accurate and meaningful connections. People are rarely who we assume they are at first glance. Most of the time, they're better, more layered, more interesting, more generous, more capable. But discovering that requires patience, it requires curiosity, it requires remembering that first impressions may be part of the story, but they're never the whole story. If we allow ourselves to look beyond the surface, to move past personality and pay attention to character, we give others the chance to show who they truly are. And just as importantly, we give ourselves the chance to build deeper, richer relationships, whether at the gym, at work, or anywhere else. Life brings people together.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.